Yeah.
All right. Can welcome, we... friends. No, stop it, Ramon.
Cut.
Okay. Here, editor's note, please go back and take out the last 10 seconds of this podcast. Everybody clap? Okay. All right, let's go.
Toast.
Oh, none of this is getting taken out. Not a second of it.
Good, dear.
Welcome to Heroes Feast. We are a mess of a podcast. Play Dungeons and Dragons, and I'm not doing my thing because this is gonna be fun.
Loud dice rolling.
It's been like 17 days since we've played.
Really?
Something like that. I think we played on Thursday, Wednesday.
About 17.
And today's a Monday. That's like 17 days ish.
Sure.
Yeah.
So,
or four.
Half a month.
Who wants to give us a recap? Who was here last night? James, do you want to do it?
Was I here last time?
I think so.
Come on, it was only 17
days ago.
Yeah,
we were setting up our plans.
Oh, yeah, we wanted to go.
Oh, did we actually do anything?
Yeah, no, we haven't. We're like anticipating doing something.
No, Sam did stuff, and you guys set up a plan.
We're going to not kill Hatniss. We're going to take him into custody. And so we were coming up with a plan to do so. I don't remember what the actual plan was.
This is going to go really good.
Oh, no, we were going to wing it. That's right. We were going to wing it.
We don't have Alex.
Okay.
We don't have Alex
here. How are we going to do this without Alex?
Wait, where is Alex? Or where's Max?
Who is Alex?
Yeah, what?
What is Max?
Why isn't he here?
Yeah, did he say anything on the chat?
No, he never said anything.
He's here today.
I
don't think he exists.
So,
is he even real?
Probably. I don't know.
Has anybody ever seen him before?
We were going
no,
to.
No, we've only heard him on the recordings of the podcast.
Maybe he's a ghost.
Maybe.
We talked about a lot of things, but I don't think we actually came up with an actual plan.
Okay, so I'll fill in some blanks
really
for you. So what we talked about last time, this is as far as your plans got, is Magdalene. He's got Nunirin. She's got Nunirin, who's going to attack a cat as Hatniss Tarm is getting close to the brewery.
Oh yeah, we're in the brewery. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's gonna
say, "Oh my gosh, look at that monster! Holy, help, please, everyone!" And hopefully the guards will take the bait and chase down Nunirin. Yeah. And hopefully Nunirin can keep him busy for a while.
That's right.
Now, while that's going on, Sildasa, you're inside.
I was inside.
You found a spot to sit.
I have the rope.
Eugenides is inside playing music. He's taken over for Orin Yogilvy, who was expected to play, but who is apparently drunk, passed out, or something like that. Starf, you were inside with Sildasa.
Right.
And then Malik and Victor were outside behind the brewery in the grove of trees.
I don't know why we thought that was a
good
idea.
Yeah, I don't know what we're doing.
I think we're really continuing your dice game.
I don't know who Alex is.
We're recording. Hey, we just sort of went over the plan as it exists so far.
All right. Well,
so
I will,
so far you're
improvise because I missed that part.
Well, so far you're the only one with a plan.
But it's right. But
everyone else has
right?
Like
the
a location.
Dice in the woods ploy.
Yeah.
Some of the guards will be like, "Oh, dice in the woods." All right.
So just recap for your benefit, Alex. You were outside, hidden in an alleyway with Nunirin and
trying
a cat.
Trying to lure a cat to
you're gonna try and make Nunirin chase and then attack a cat
and
to lure the guards away.
And freak out.
To try and get Hatniss Tarm separated from his guards.
Right.
And there's 12 of them?
Sildasa, Starsh.
Exactly.
No, there's like 10.
Oh, I thought there was 2.
Yeah, there was like 10.
Two less than a dozen.
That's
what it was. So Sildasa and Starf and Eugenides. I almost called him Elliot.
Ooh. Oh, don't good ever call him
Elliot. He's not even real.
I know, right? We had a good debate about whether or not you're real, actually.
Me?
Yeah.
Has anyone actually even seen Alex?
I have to have that debate with myself sometimes.
We're yet to make
a
decision.
Do I even exist, really?
Does any of this even matter?
No, object's permanence is not limited.
The creation of someone else's mind.
So Starf, Sildasa, and Eugenides are inside the tavern. And I don't know if they have a plan. Sildasa is all for winging it. So we'll just see where that goes. And then Malik and Victor are out back hoping that the plan comes their way.
We're playing dice.
Yep. The old dice in the
throwing
dice
the bones
in the woods, Floyd.
It's like when the boss dies, like the minions give up.
Oh yeah, sure.
They announced what the plan was, and we just misheard it. So we're like, oh, I think we're going into the woods to play dice.
What we should do is tell Hatness that there's like a super elite gambling club, because we said that he's got gambling debts, and everyone was kind of like, oh, yeah, come on.
That's right.
And then so we'd be like, yeah, you want to come join our group? And then
tell him it's full of rookies. Don't know what they're doing.
And then he can come and we just beat the crap out of him.
Why would a super elite gambling club be full of rookies?
We're not like that elite.
It is Golden Fields.
Yeah,
a bunch of rich rookies.
They probably
got lots of money, don't know how to play.
They're probably playing with
they call themselves elite because they're rich.
Twos and J's and A's are wild. Let's go. There was some talk about using the filter of love.
Oh yeah, what?
I think, right?
It was an option.
I plan
B.
Make out with you.
No.
I'm not.
Need plan B after.
As long as it's not.
Longer.
Got it. Got it. Huh? Got
good.
It.
Good one. I like it. Reference achieved.
So when we last left, they were walking towards the brewery.
Yeah, I was sitting inside.
Yep.
We're inside. You guys were in the woods. He was waiting for them.
Yeah, I'm like in an alley trying to lure a cat over to my cause, and I'm gonna.
I got a cat.
I think I do. I just have a telepathic kind of communication open to Sildasa to let me know when they have come in to sit down, so I can come in and scream.
And how far from the...
Oh, are you going to wait until they get inside?
Yeah.
Before popping this? Oh, okay.
Because, I want to run in like I'm in a panic and say, oh, there's something happening out here. I need exactly 12 guards.
12-ish guards.
I mean...
No more,
10
no less.
Guards won't cut it. 12, we might have a chance.
I need 10. I can't have 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, exactly 12. Minus the Castellan.
So there's...
if a castle gets involved...
too lonely a job for him.
Yeah, he doesn't want to bother. So my plan
is. It's a hostage situation where they're like, no castle in.
So...
guards, but no castle. If I see a castle in, a cat gets it.
Okay. So they're approaching. We good to go?
Yeah.
All right.
Quick question, how far are these guys from the brewery? Like, when they're in the woods, how far away are they from
us? I think they're just back behind.
Just out back, okay.
Just out back.
In the shadows. And it's evening at this point, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Like, late evening, early evening, mid
evening? It's kind of early evening. It's getting dark because it's late in the season. So yeah, it's pretty dark. The sun's, like... there's a little bit of a sliver of blue on the horizon.
Okay.
And there's a chill in the air to a
sorry. You go, you
to
did
a company.
That was
yeah.
My
hey.
I'll come up with
he's
the,
just a ghost.
The wording
just
is my job.
I'll come up
he's
with
not
the
even
descriptions.
Real.
Thank you very much.
okay. So, yeah, it's still, there's still a drizzle of rain. It seems like it's lightened up just a touch. But yes, it is still raining. And you can see the Castellan walking up the road towards the brewery. And he does have about 10 guards. Their demeanor is sort of frivolous. They're laughing, joking, clapping each other on the back. They're clearly excited to do some drinking.
Lots of wordplay.
Take a lot of take a break from a very stressful but maybe to their eyes like victorious kind of day.
It's been a very very.
It's a celebratory attitude going on here. Okay. So
a jury fun day.
What's that?
A jury fun day.
That's a jury fun day. I wish there was some way to like take our memes and just throw them into the podcast in audio form.
Oh wow.
So they walk through the front doors, and Hatness Tarm is in the lead, and he says, "Rounds, over here for us. Grab these tables," and starts pulling a bunch of little square tables together to make one kind of big island table, kind of right in the middle of everything.
I have a running dialogue of what's happening.
Okay.
So can we? Quick question with message. Okay. Can it go through these walls? I don't know that.
So yeah, these walls are thin enough that your message can go through.
So we can message even these guys to give them a heads up.
I've got a message with Victor, even though we're right next to each other. Just cause.
We're rolling dice.
You gave him my message.
No, I can have other messages coming in.
I can have other
messages. I can switch. I got lots of lines here. I'm just going.
So do we have like a waiter or waitress? Like,
yeah, there's
our order.
There's some barmaids and stuff.
Are we sitting at a booth?
What's the male form of barmaid?
Bob, a barman.
What?
Barman?
Barman?
It's like a mermaid, merman.
Wait, what?
I'm going to Google this.
Well, a mermaid is in the male version of a man.
There's like a word for it.
Bar woman?
Isn't it
sommeliers?
Sommelier. Yes, that's probably it.
Well, I mean, this is the fancier tavern. So.
Yeah.
I got a sommelier back.
Sure, there's a sommelier here.
Barman. Maybe. Googling better.
I'm gonna ask my wenches.
It kind of rhymes with man.
Yeah, it's a barman.
It's a. Alright. Yeah, there are servers in this room.
Okay.
I'm going to ask if can I get the.
Are you in the room?
I'm in there with Saldasa.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get
Eugenides.
And
Eugenides, you're kind of walking around and performing, correct?
Oh no! Pretzel down.
I believe.
Okay.
I'm gonna look at the nearest barmaid. What did we go with?
Oh. Server.
Server. I'm gonna go with the nearest server and ask. Yes. Do you have a curry sundae?
They're like, what?
She's that's like, an inside joke. Nobody outside here.
We're gonna work them
out. Ah, that's our specialty. I'll get you a curry sundae right away.
Thank you.
And she hustles into the back and after a minute she comes out with this disgusting looking ice cream and hands it.
This is what I ordered.
Look at it. It just tastes awful.
No, this looks awful.
This looks awful.
It's got like bones and hair in it.
What curry are you eating?
Sunday.
We're not going to get anything accomplished in this game.
Sunday.
Okay. Is there a window in the alley? Because I kind of want to have the gazer come up to the window as well.
Sure, yeah.
At some point. Not right now,
There's windows, yeah.
Roll to see if there's a window, just like the cave. Natural 20, there is a window.
Oh, there's so many windows.
There's 17 windows on the front
best
door.
We invent a window.
The front. You're watching the front door, and a window appears in the front door.
You're welcome.
Perfect. Yeah.
Right where I wanted it.
Cast a micro illusion.
The whole wall that faces the alley is just glass.
Don't do my glass.
This looks like an Apple store.
We are getting nowhere.
Okay.
Are we in a 20 minute?
It's mostly my fault.
I think it's the game. They call
you're sitting in the Brookstone across the street. The food court's to your left. Yeah.
I'm there.
Oh,
I'm there.
That foot massager looks awesome.
All plans go out the window.
One of our plans.
I got a headache.
And see what happens. Okay, so I've got Gazer is got a cat, and I'm trying to like say, you know, don't like kill this cat, just act like you're gonna kill this cat. So whether or not the Gazer does or not, that's gonna
as
be
as you're explaining this, like profuse amounts of slobber start like almost shooting from his mouth.
Yeah. So and so so I'll like have the cat here and I'm like, okay, here you go. No, just kind of carry it around in your mouth. And so it will sort of chomp the cat and I don't know, it'll just be like
I was gonna make you roll for animal handling because you're actually handling.
Oh, I can.
But whatever. I like this. I don't want it to fail.
So Nurin's got a cat and it's gob and I'm like making sure it looks threatening and stuff. But yeah, let's maybe like
got
this.
Whiskers out
tweaking
a
his eye stalks a little bit, yeah. So they're kind of getting more medicine. Yeah.
Maybe drool more. Yeah, more drool.
Oh, he controls more drool. Yeah. All
right, so it looks pretty gross. Okay, so he's floating.
This
around.
Cat was already sopping wet. Now it's like slimy.
Okay, so I'm gonna run around and I'm gonna kick open the door.
And for some reason, this cat like seems cool.
Yeah, it's probably just like hanging there, and like I think Nurin just kind of grabbed him.
Like
so
maybe
Nurin
has like some connection with cats for some reason, and like cats are just cool with him.
So they seem to be more like it's more like the two are playing with each other now.
Yeah.
But hopefully, so I'm going to run through into the.
Are we gonna name this cat before you kill it? Or?
No,
that's a bad idea.
Okay. Nurin.
So I'm going to run into the tavern and say, quick, come quick, there's something out in the alley that's killing a cat. It's big, it's gross, and then I'm going to think to my gazer, and it's going to kind of come up close to the window, and I'm going to look and like, oh my gosh, there it is right there. And then,
okay. And he's like, he's down below the window, and you like think this to him, and he just sort of like rises up, and he's like staring in the window. And everybody inside looks at it and just starts screaming, ah, what is that?
And it's like eyeballs are rubbing against the glass.
Yeah. And then
I use minor illusion to make the sound of one of my strings breaking.
So, and then I'll say, I'll kind of run over to the guards table and say, quick. If a few of you can come help me, I think we can take this thing out. I don't know what it is, but it's hurting that poor cat. Who knows what else it might hurt?
Okay, so let's roll a persuasion on that.
All right, I'm gonna steal your dice. I'm without dice today. Come on. Ooh. That's gonna be plus. I get like 4 to that, so that's gonna be like a 23.
Nice. Yeah. let's say like almost all the guards, but two of the guards.
Yes.
Jump up, and they're gonna run. They draw their swords and stuff, and they run out the door.
And I'll run out with them. You probably don't need my help, right? Like,
are you gonna say this to them?
Well, no, I'm thinking to you. Like,
do you still have your rope?
I'll like drop it, and then you can come get it.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking this all in my hands.
Okay.
So I'll just like drop it. You can come get it.
And okay. So I'll, like, pick up
and
the
you're
rope.
Yeah. And you're heading
drop
out the door.
Like behind Hantanus. Too, because I'm like I'm on the table, by the table, so I'll kind of drop it behind him.
Okay.
They're like all, so I'm gonna run outside with the guards, while also thinking to Nurin to kind of like float away from
that's
us.
That's gonna be a roll a stealth check on that drop.
Oh, okay.
If you're trying to keep it secret.
Okay, that's my dex is I think it's gonna be 16.
Okay.
Yeah, dex to that. So.
Yeah, you've got a +3 to dex.
All right, so. I kind of like, while I'm pointing, I'm unhooking the rope from my belt, and I'm just kind of like dropping it behind Antonis's chair.
Yeah, and you stomp, like, as that drops to the ground, you kind of make a loud stomp so that it masks the sound of the rope falling.
Yeah. Okay.
And yeah, you head out into the ring.
So I'll head out with the guards, and I'm like, quick, grab torches and pitchforks. Or I guess you guards, you got swords. Never mind. Those will work too.
One of the guards is like, we got this covered, and he's waving his he's waving a spear in the air.
Okay, let's go, guards. We'll kill this thing.
How fast is your gazer?
Not very fast.
It's got a little bit of a head start.
Can we see that?
from behind the tavern?
You're definitely, I don't know, are you guys watching out from the corners, or... I thought you guys were just playing dice and just waiting.
I have a message to him. I can
Yahtzee!
Tell him, like, okay, guards are out, let's go.
Like, this
okay.
is happening.
Okay. But you're still in the tavern. There's still a ton of people, and they didn't want witnesses.
There's a few people in there. There were a handful of people working, and there were, I think, two or three people in there sitting when you guys got there. And now there's two guards and Hatness.
Do we have a message to Eugenides? Is anybody messaging Eugenides at all?
I can't.
Are you messaging me as well? Are we all in a connection? That's what I'm wondering.
I don't know that it's...
We have several messages going.
My visitor...
There's a whole lot of...
drops a lot of...
I can message as needed.
It's an old
okay,
phone,
so I would like to message Eugenides from where I'm at, if possible, through people, and say, could you cast the minor illusion of another of the gazers inside the bar to chase out the other people?
And by the time... So you're saying it goes through multiple people?
If it's possible, I'm asking, is it possible?
I think he's wanting to create something scary.
I pass back that minor illusion does not animate unless you're a level 2 or level something illusion school wizard. But
I can.
You have fire spells, right?
I also have.
Did you burn the place down?
No,
no,
we
have
okay.
body
so,
language.
No, you do
have fire spells, so right? Hatness, gosh. Hatness gets up, takes his drink, and he walks over to one of the 17 windows on this front door. And he's kind of watching down the road, kind of leaning against the wall, and just, like, big smile on his face, like, oh, this will be good.
I'm messaging you, telling you that. I'm right next to you, right? We're close.
Yeah, I think we're like sitting.
You two are sitting at the same table.
The thing?
You do the thing.
Okay. I'm circling around.
Do you know
kind of the corner?
You could produce fire, right?
I can see around to the front.
I would.
Okay, so Malik's coming around the front. Victor too.
I have a flaming sphere.
I'm gonna mold earth.
That's it?
At the front door, so it just kind of like creates a little earth thing. Not so that it like seals it.
I think sacred flame.
You know, like if you're trying to open a door and like it hits something.
Okay.
I know that.
Like doors, the door would open inside.
Oh, dang.
Because of where it is.
Just people.
Just walk up and just take the rope and
make
push him out
make
the door.
Make a pit in front of it so if anybody runs out.
I just
want to get around him.
It's like, hey, pat him on the back.
Just get
the
box.
What if we just get Hatness out?
Walk up and you see
yeah,
the door.
Two of you just walk
opens
by the
wrong
door,
way.
Just walk up and push him out the door.
Oh, he's out. I'm out.
He's standing looking out the door. Yeah.
So yeah, he's standing at the door right now. The two guards are just chatting and kind of laughing with each other.
Maybe we should get him drunk.
And Magdalene, the guards right now, just so you know. The guards are right on top of Nunirin, and they're not trying to get it with any... They seem to be enjoying the chase.
Okay, so I think what I will do, just for reference, is when they get close enough to, like, hit it, I'll command him to drop the cat and just disappear. Like, I'm trying to, like, lead him out further into the woods.
Mm-hmm.
So
you get the rope.
When that happens,
oh, I can give you the rope.
What's the rope?
It
wraps him up by
okay, so that's happening then. Since these guys are all deliberating, that's happening right now.
And I want to wait as far as I can get him away from then.
Like you can whisper.
So just as far as I can get him away, then I'm gonna make Nunirin disappear. Drop the cat, then disappear into the pocket dimension, and then that's out.
Okay, so yeah, they're chasing him, and one of them's like, oh, I got him! I got him! I got him! And he's running up, and he. Takes the spear and he goes for like a big stab, and just then like the Nunirin just poop and disappears into his pocket dimension, and the cat falls and is almost skewered by this attack, and it looks up at the guard and says, and then like scampers off into the field, and the guards look to each other and they're saying, what the hell, where did it go? And they kind of circle up, and did you see it?
Yeah, so I'm gonna be kind of like, I'm running and I'm gonna be out of breath. I'm like, what happened? Guys, did you get it? Where'd it go?
It was here just a second ago, and then it disappeared. The cat just ran away.
That's weird.
I don't know why I'm in country, but I am.
We
Toby
should
Keith.
Probably investigate.
Golden Fields Guard.
Let's look around, maybe like in a 5-mile radius, everyone. I mean, we don't want that thing coming back. Maybe we should split up.
We could cover more ground that way.
Yeah, maybe we should split up, head into the woods by ourselves.
No. I'm in charge here. We're heading in groups of two.
That's cool, man.
Buddy system.
That's cool.
Everyone get a buddy.
I'll kind of recircle the
so
perimeter.
They head off in four different directions.
Kind of heading off.
They're enjoying the hunt. They seem like they're in pretty good spirits. Yeah, it gives them something to do.
They were dreading just drinking with Andrew.
I don't want to do that. Totally stoked.
Please be a monster. Please be a monster.
So what are you doing then?
So I'll suggest that I'll just kind of stay behind and make sure it doesn't double back. I'll use like guard speak to him.
I'll watch the cat.
Yeah. I'll make sure this cat doesn't turn into something. You never know.
Okay. All right. What's going on in the tavern?
So I'm going to get the rope to him, to her, to starve. What are you going to do? Are you
going to assume my gender?
Okay.
I'm going to send a message to Victor and Malik. Okay. Hatness is inside by himself. And I need you guys to come around front. Let me know when the coast is clear out front.
Just so you're clear, he's definitely not alone. He's got two guards with him.
Oh, he's sitting at the door with him?
No, he's standing at the door alone. The other two guards are at the table.
I've already gotten there.
Okay. I just wanted to make
so,
sure.
Rewind.
What? Well, no, you're doing do your thing. I'm going to be doing something while you're doing your thing.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so you're messaging Malik and Victor. Okay.
So is there anybody out there?
Yeah, is it clear? I guess.
Is the door, asked. The outside door clear?
Well, yeah. Like the front of the tavern.
The front of the tavern.
Yeah, there's Hatness is standing at the door, and he can kind of... see down the road where Magdalene had gone, and there's maybe one of the other guests has gotten up and is kind of curiously kind of looking out the window and doesn't really see much, and so goes back to their seat.
Get rid of that guest.
I rolled a 21. Is there anybody outside the door?
Oh, 21 like perception?
Yeah,
you look around and there are people walking around. They seem to be heading home. But nobody really seems to be paying much attention.
Okay.
There's not a lot of people either. There's only like a community of about 60 who live in the longhouses out front.
Okay. We want to do something like simultaneously.
We're good.
Okay.
I'll send you message back.
Okay.
So we got a timed thing.
So I'm going to... I think you could probably use YouTube on these too.
This is going to be fun. Okay.
You want to set the door?
I can't give him a signal. He doesn't know what I'm doing. I'm going to just stand up.
Just loudly and yell now.
No! I'm going to grab a drink, and I'm going to stumble over to the table with the two guards and fall into one and dump my drink all over him.
Okay.
While he's doing his thing.
Okay. And what's Starf doing?
All right, so are they at the front? Like
we've gone around to the front.
Okay, so.
And you guys are just kind of around the corner.
Well, we've moved up to the
watching.
Front.
Yeah.
You're at the front door?
Well, like next to it.
Like trying to stay out of his.
Okay, there are 17 windows on this front, so.
He'd be able 20. To.
So, are you guys trying to stay out of?
Not necessarily out of sight. Just be like we're just hanging around,
yeah.
Like not necessarily sneaking, just being
looking casual,
walking around.
Okay, exactly.
We're like checking out the front of it, like talking as if like, do you want to go in here?
Yeah, this looks like a decent place, I think.
Okay.
So I'm gonna tell them.
About this.
I'm gonna get Hatness out the front
door.
There's
another cat.
Are there
the
really
way.
Still 17 windows on the front?
You guys wanted windows.
We got windows.
You opened windows.
We got windows. We're supposed to sneak him away without everyone in the bar just watching.
It's dark. There's going to be stuff going on inside.
Okay.
All right, so I just tell him, okay, Sildasa is creating a diversion inside. I'm going to try and get Hatness out the front door.
Okay.
As soon as I get him out, just take him out.
Well, you have the rope.
We don't want to kill him. We want
to... No, not...
Sildasa's got the rope.
No, right? he gave it to me.
Oh, did you... Yeah. So you snuck up behind the guards to grab the rope?
But, well, we were moving at the same time. And I was going to grab the rope and give it to him, and then...
Okay.
Or I could have just picked it up.
Or you could just pick it up, but whatever. Yeah. Start to pick it up.
Should I roll a rope handling check to see if I picked it
up?
Oh,
we're going to have a roll, but I want to know the whole plan before we...
Well, that's a problem, because we don't know the whole
thing. We need...
Okay, so you're... Going
so you're, drink, you're going to... Sorry. Are you using the rope on Hatness to...
I have the rope.
So he can tie, she can tie
I'm not going to use the rope inside.
Okay.
Out of eyesight to tie him.
How are you going to get him out? Are you
I'm just trying to figure that out.
Ram him out the door or something?
How are you going to get him out of the building?
Just kick him through the door?
No.
Going to do something.
Okay, here we go. All right, so I've told them that I'm going to get Hatness out front.
You guys are going to be mingling in front of the door.
Yeah, we mingle like this, too.
Exactly. Looking right at him.
Through the window.
Hatness looks around him for kids. There's not any kids here. What are they doing that for? Just kidding.
Just kidding. Okay, so I'm going to... So Sinasa stumbled over and spilled his drink on the...
The guards.
All right, yeah. I'm going to kind of stumble into Hatness. Excuse me, Hatness, I'm so sorry.
Okay. So let's go ahead and role play this out real quick then. So you guys got the message, you guys are outside. I rolled for Hatness and he recognizes Malik. And
yes, man. Does he recognize the Yak Man?
Right. No, I'm Miro's.
Isn't that...
I'm escaping from
that's probably worse. So he recognizes Malik and he stops watching in the direction of Magdalene and starts watching Malik. Now roll a sleight of hand to pick up the rope.
Just look at this.
You guys are
16.
You guys are on fire today. Bad. Okay, so Starf quickly, kind of deftly, as his attention is elsewhere, and the guards look towards him to see what he's pointing at. Starf sneaks up behind and grabs the rope. And just as she makes the move to grab the rope, Sildasa stumbles up and... are you saying anything as you stumble up? Okay.
I slurred as all get out.
Uh-huh.
Like, you stole my drink! And I'm going to just like push him. Just like over... Because they're sitting down, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to try to push him off his chair.
Oh, you're going to push one of the guards? Okay. Roll an attack.
Nice. With strength,
right? I'm going to give you advantage on this because he's very distracted.
Oh, wait. Because he's beard. Well, that was a... It was strength check. Strength push. So that's a 16.
Oh, hey, that's good. Okay, so yeah, the guard is like not paying any attention to you at all. And you you come up and you push him and you spill beer all over this table and all over the guards. The one guard lands right on his butt. The other guard stands up. He's got beer all down his guard robes, his guard clothes, and says, "Hey, what's going on here?" Starf, right now, Hatness is turning around to see what the commotion is.
I'm going to send a message to you, Jenny. He's like, play some bar fight music.
Wait. Do I notice that Hatness is looking at me? Can I feel that?
You did notice that he looked at you and pointed at you.
Yeah. Can I go?
You did a creepy wave.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. So creepy wave. Let's. I'm gonna do a roll on this to see if he is more creeped out by you or more interested in what's going on with his guards. High's gonna be for you and low's gonna be for them.
Okay.
Okay. So there's a commotion going on behind him, and he like furrows his eyebrows and like leans close to the window and he's like, He's waving at me. What is he waving for? Okay. And Starf, you're up. There's a commotion going on. You're seeing Hatness lean in towards the window.
Is the window in the door?
There's a window in the door, yeah.
Is that the one he's looking
for? No, I had him leaning against the wall earlier. Okay. So yeah, he's not leaning against the door. He's like right next to the door.
Okay.
Leaning on the door jamb, let's say that.
So if you push him, if he's leaning, you just push him right out.
No, because the door opens in.
That's right.
I learned that the
It's not a two-sided
door. This door is
this
ruining
a saloon
all
door. This door is a fine establishment, okay?
Oh, anyway, yeah. How are we going to get him out the door? Okay.
Let's
see what you do.
All right, so
on my way to Hatness, I send a message to Eugenius and tell him to, like, just play something that's going to keep, I don't know, people's attention in here.
Okay.
Set that violin or whatever you have on fire. Just fiddle or...
Not literally fire.
Do you know fire spells?
I love that you guys are having this little conversation.
I don't know
fire. You barely know fire.
Alright.
Everyone's gonna see my bow.
A 5 foot.
The spear yeah. is different than.
Begin playing a fiery ballad.
Okay, give us a performance check.
20.
Oh nice. My gosh. This is the best bar fight song ever.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like everybody's just like.
Yeah. Everyone's bouncing on their fighting.
It's like Smokey and the Bandit up in here.
Doesn't even matter.
There's like mist that just starts billowing out of nowhere onto the floor, and lasers start coming out.
It's what's the name of that movie with Dirty Dancing guy?
Kevin Bacon?
Roadhouse.
Swayze.
You're thinking Roadhouse.
Roadhouse, yeah. That's,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, nice.
It's Roadhouse up in here now.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, what are you doing?
All right, so I'm going to stumble into Hatness, similar to Sodasa, kind of pretending to be a little drunk.
Okay.
A little tipsy.
Yeah.
Hatness, I'm so glad you're here.
He jumps because he's very, like, frightened.
He's very weirded out.
Okay, so first off, are there like, could there be horses in this scenario, like parked out front or something?
What?
I'm just wondering, is this a setting where
can you magic horses? This is a question you need to ask before you act.
So I forgot to mention, a horse walked into the bar. The bartender was
seated. I'm thinking, okay, my brain totally went to bar fight, old saloon. Like, there's horses parked. So, would there be horses in this setting, possibly? Would other people have had?
Sure, there's two horses outside. They're strapped up to some carts.
Okay, so I saw.
They're looking very miserable because somebody parked them out in the rain.
So, I stumbled into Hatness. I'm so glad you're here.
That's what's going on.
Dun, dun, dun. That's awesome.
Yeah. Except a little higher pitched.
Yeah.
After that, I think that should solidify our plan, whatever happens.
Yeah, just auto crits from here on out.
That's what I would assume.
Okay. Alright, so you're stumbling in and looking outside for horses.
Well, Hatness, I'm so glad you're here. I saw you come in. You're a man that can get things done.
Yes.
Oh.
Flirt.
Okay. Okay. So he jumps and he says, "Oh, what the hell is going on here?"
Can we just? We should just bust the door down to him right.
Wait. You're. And he starts looking around. And he notices you. He noticed Malik outside.
Behind Malik.
Looks behind and
I'll
sees.
I'm running, being chased by my gazer. Just right at that moment.
He's like, "This is Goldenfield, not Nightstone."
And he has this this look of realization on his eyes as he realizes that he's now surrounded by the people who. Assaulted him in his office.
Did I assault him in his office?
We were all there.
At least like in the vicinity. So
I was outside the door, so technically I don't think he saw
You were both standing, like, together, though.
Yeah, but we were outside the door. I thought some people went into his office.
Oh, you mean from, like, before. Yeah, no, he's aware of you guys.
Okay.
He also spoke to you guys outside the Abbey.
That's true.
Yeah. You start to... Actually, let's have you roll an insight check and see what you pick up from this, because you're the one right there.
Oh, no.
So you don't notice.
Oh, bother. Two.
You think that he turns to you with interest in his eyes. And he does have interest, but it's not the kind that you're hoping for.
Okay.
But you think it is.
Somebody's taken my horse, and I let him see the rope.
That's wisdom based.
Okay.
So I rolled a 13. Can we, from outside, can we see, because there's so many windows, are we seeing, being able to pick up on what he's picking up?
I'll let you roll with disadvantage from where you're at.
Oh.
13.
Oh, gosh.
13.
So,
not in natural.
13? Okay, so Victor, you think the Hatness... is making eyes at Starf.
Okay.
We got him.
You think everything's going great. Malik, you realize otherwise. You realize that the wide-eyed look that he's giving around this area is a little bit of fear and a little bit of like surprise and kind of awareness.
Well, I'm going to kind of like I stumble into him, I say this, and I tell him, my horse has been taken, and I need some help getting it back. And I'm kind of like tug him towards the door, requesting his help.
Okay. He slaps your hands away and says, what is happening here? What is going on here?
Is his back to the door, looking at Starf?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, we'll just kick the door in. I'm coming in. I'm just gonna try to pull him out.
Okay. Not kick the door, just open grab him.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we're coming through the door, grabbing him and pulling him outside.
Okay.
While they're doing that, I'm gonna say I don't know what's going on.
You should use your rope and tie him up while we grab him.
Oh, I know you haven't grabbed him yet.
Okay. So yeah, these two open the door quickly, and you guys are. Going there.
Every stop, kind of open it kind of slowly, and then real quick, because you don't.
And we make that noise while we open.
These doors are mahogany. You don't want to like be too hard on them.
Right.
No. Okay. So yeah, you guys can go ahead and make a strength checks to try and grab them.
Am I rolling a strength check also?
Are you trying to grab him?
Oh, gosh. Oh,
nice.
You broke his arm in the process.
You have killed him.
I'm going to help in the handling of him.
Oh, no.
I'll be probably trying to tie him.
14 for me.
14 for you? Okay.
Yeah, I guess you can kind of push him.
Yeah, so...
Unless we get an advantage, because he's back to us, and I can roll again and see if I get higher.
There's two of you. You could roll with advantage if that's sweet.
Yeah, no, 14.
I'll take the other one.
Good call. What was your other one?
14.
And I'm just trying to grab fabric as I can.
You guys open the door and you guys take him by the arms and start dragging him out the door, right?
I'm going to cast.
The two guards stand up and they say, Oi! You get back here right now! Drop him!
Wait, can the guy push on the ground and...
Can I cast minor
illusion? Leg on the ground?
It's been long enough that he could stand up.
Wait, the fight doesn't happen?
Huh? The what?
All right. The fight didn't happen?
As they're pulling...
I thought I was...
Hold on. Oh, were you
I'm
I thought you were just knocking him down.
No, I'm like bar fight.
Okay,
hold on
a second. Before the grab happened...
That's why I had the tiger...
I apologize. I thought that you were just being a distraction and you're done.
Let me clean that off your lap.
All right, so Silvassa, you are spread out on top of a guard that's lying on the ground. There's another guard standing above you who's trying to wipe beer off of him. And we're stepping back just a little bit. Starf hasn't bumped into just yet.
Okay. I'm not going to stab someone yet.
Maybe. Just knock him down.
That's kind of Sildas's move.
Let's
depends on what happens.
Is there an innocent guard around I can murder?
Is there an innocent guard I can just...
He just stabs guys on top of
him. As I stab him, I'm just... What was the other guy's name that I killed?
Torum.
Like, Torum. Torum back.
So you're just saying that. What was the name of the other guard I killed? Tell me! Tell me!
Who was he?
I don't know what that means. See, I'm gonna
swear to me.
Drunkenly, like one guy's on the ground, and drunkenly look at the other guy, like beer covered, and be like, "No, you stole my drink."
Are burning.
And I want to swing at him, like just
at the one that's standing.
The one that's standing.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and make an attack.
This is awesome. He's gonna go terribly.
It's strength. Wait,
that's good. 13.
13. Okay. You know what?
It's better than my thought it was gonna be.
Hold on 1 second.
Roll initiative.
Roll initiative.
Oh no, we're in initiative, my friends. Okay. I gotta go ahead and make something real quick.
If I'm pretending to be drunk, can I do it? Use Uncanny Dodge. Drunkenly?
Drunk and Uncanny Dodge?
You know, drunk.
You're not necessarily
like
actually.
They do. No, not actually drunk. I haven't drank anything. I'm just saying I know I can use it, but could I like actually I just like sway out of the way.
That's what
sorry,
it should
hold on
look
one
like.
Second. I have, I have a thing made for this, and then I don't know what happened to it.
That's the episode.
That's the episode?
And there we go.
Nothing happened.
We laughed the entire time, made inside jokes that no one understands,
this
and we're leaving.
This is a practice episode.
Okay, and then
it's Monday.
Gonna redo it next time.
Yeah, so that's what it's like.
Oh, okay.
To play and laugh and not do anything.
That's how it happens. Okay. Alright, we are good to go. So, Dasa. What was your attack roll?
13.
13?
Am I proficient with fists? No. Okay.
Right. I am.
Okay.
Wait, am I?
I should have attacked.
Yeah, so you go to take a swing on this guy, and something about like the angle you're at down low and trying to come up real quick. You know what? No, you should have advantage on this because he's not paying attention to you. So go ahead and roll again.
Are hands simple weapons?
Nope. It's
unarmed combat.
It's
unarmed.
The different thing.
Yeah,
the team you're after.
Yeah.
I think it's.
No, it's a three.
Okay. So yeah, you take a swing on this guard, and you miss.
Of course I do. Was expecting to hit.
He kind of parries your arm to the side and pushes you in. Oh, what's going on here?
While the music's going.
Yeah. Oh, the music's going. Right now, he comes to the realization. He's like, "Hey, wait, is that Eye of the Tiger?"
he's like, "I love this game."
So it actually works out that happened because now Starf has bumped into Hantanus, and let's come back to you, Sildasa.
Okay.
He's unaware that there's a fight happening.
Who's he?
Oh,
Hatness.
Okay.
So I tried to punch him. Wait. So I can do something now? Yes?
Yeah.
I'm going to throw the tankard I have in my hand just to throw it at him.
Oh, okay.
That's dead.
Improvised rage. Because he's dead. Okay. Alright.
No proficiency, but I still get something.
You're right next to him, so that's disadvantage on the roll.
Oh. Well, this is gonna go well.
Oh boy.
Seven. Oh no, that was even worse. Five. Can I answer
my question? So you get the
barmaid. Yeah,
you
just get a barmaid in the head. Everything goes into crazy mode. All
right. So
maybe that's enough to start someone to get someone to punch the guy behind him.
You throw.
You duck.
No. You throw your mug at him, and he just sort of dodges to the side. And he's going to try and grapple you.
Yeah. No! I don't. Can I uncanny dodge that? That's not enough.
So you need to make an. is it just a regular strength check?
Yeah, usually.
to try and avoid this.
My negative is going to help me so much right now.
Yeah.
Natural 20! Oh! That's 19.
That is...
Oh,
that is still a natural 20. Barely enough to escape his grasp. So he goes to grab you and says... like he's saying, I think you've had too much tonight. And goes to grab you and you move his arms away. The other one stands up and is also going to try and grab you. Says, oh, a slippery little bastard, ain't ya? And go ahead and make your roll.
Please don't let me die. Hey, that's a 16.
Okay. So this other one tries to grab you from behind. And you deftly spin out of his way. And
I'm alive.
He just dances. I am a tiger.
And then,
like a drunken master.
Nobody can hit anybody.
I know.
Okay. So, just then the door opens up. Malik and Victor come into the room and grab Hatness. Hatness shouts, "Oi! What's the meaning of this?" And the guards turn to look. And they're like, hey, you get your hands off of him.
How far are they away from? Oh, this might be bad. Never mind. Wait, how many people are in the room?
So, aside from
the guards and.
Okay. There were three people.
We should have tried to put our hand over his mouth or something. Oh, well.
I was saying that before.
Oh.
There were three people. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't have a bag.
He still drinks.
There's three people. And then there were like five servers here.
That's too many cash, please. Okay.
And you, with your infinite insight, know that they're all very freaked out right now.
Yeah, I don't want to kill freaked out people.
Really something about the monster chasing back and forth, and then.
Are you still running around with that monster?
I'm kind of trying to keep tabs on things. But also appear like I'm in an actual emergency,
The other guards are still gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're facing Hatness, right?
Right here.
Right now?
Yeah.
I don't think
I'm in the way.
Gosh, right? This is gonna be terrible.
They're aware of you.
Yeah. No, we didn't get the ink. Well, yeah.
You did.
I want to use my bonus action to cycle fighting, and then I want to see if I can hamstring one with my knife.
Oh, you're my god. Okay.
Like, just,
okay.
Like,
it's getting
take
serious.
Him, take him in the leg.
It's
see
getting
if I
real
can
now. Okay.
Distract him.
Yeah, I'll be slowly making my way back. I'm probably behind Malik.
Like, still acting drunk, but not of a...
I see.
Wait, so you're taking a knife out?
With a dagger.
Well, I have knives on me. I'm drawing people do stupid things. Stupid people.
So can... do you guys now have him out the door then?
No, they're at the door right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they just grabbed him.
So, okay. So we're catching up in the initiative order right now. This is,
you guys
so that's the last time we're actually in initiative.
I just need to figure out... I want to do something as soon as they get Hatness out the door.
Okay.
Okay. So it's going to be Sildas's turn, then the guard's turn, and then we're in initiative order. And I'll catch you guys all into that. Okay. So you're trying to cut one of these guards.
I'm going
to
use Insightful Fighting on him, which is a 27? No, 29.
That,
oh, I didn't know
that. You know what? That hits.
No, that wasn't a hit. That was just Insightful Fighting.
That's for
my...
Yeah, there's no way they're going to match that.
That's...
So you're that, like, I know your armor's weak.
That is a 14 to hit.
That is not gonna hit.
No,
okay.
Dagger and I swing it at them. So
you pull the dagger out and you swung and one of the guards, the one that you knocked over before, says, "Oi, oi! He's got a knife."
They don't even know if you're a man or a woman.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Okay. So let's it's their turn and they are going to grab at you. Yikes.
Uh-oh.
So let's have you roll.
Strength?
Uh-huh.
That's a 5.
So one of them grabs you and wraps you up. You're going to be grappled now.
Okay.
The other one tried to grab at you, and you pulled your arms out of the way just in time, but this other one is able to get you. It's guard number two, the one that you
pushed over. From,
the one that you pushed over earlier. Okay?
Sorry.
All right. So, where are we at time-wise? Okay, we got a little bit of time. All right. So, Magdalene.
So, I'm now running back to the bar, and I'm probably coming to the front door, so I'm seeing Malik and Victor grabbing this guy, so yeah. I'm going to assume that the plan is in force.
There's probably something happening.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say.
I'm just gonna, I was going to just drop Hunger Painter in the middle of the tavern, but maybe not.
I was going to drop a fireball, so yeah. You know, it was going to go terrible either way.
Kyle, there's not much I can do to assist. I could...
Do you have any, like...
So you see that... So what you're seeing is that not Malik really. And Victor seem to have... what's his name? Patnus Tarm under control. But you also see that Sildasa is being held.
Okay.
Nobody seems to be hurt.
I might be kind of.
And there's some scared looking people in the room.
Oh. So I might be. Do I see that Sildasa is kind of in a tussle with these guards all these 17 windows?
You do. Yeah. It's very clear to see through the 17 windows.
Okay, I'm gonna do some mage armor and I'm gonna Eldritch Blast one of the guard that's got him.
Through the
window. You're gonna attack. Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
sounds good. Alright. This is gonna go well.
Hold on,
okay. Real quick. I need to know how lethal you guys are trying to be.
I'm not trying to kill them. And I'm also, because I know that they're guards, I'm, I guess, stunning them at most. So.
I don't want to be that DM that's like, well, you didn't say.
Yeah, no, that, I'm glad, because, like, I would be more like wanting to just get him to let him go more, so it's more of a,
okay.
Not like trying
so
to kill him.
So you're aiming at the one that,
that's
that
got
has
him grappled,
Sildasa.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my god, that's gonna hit.
That's gonna be a
22.
That's gonna hit. Okay. Go ahead and roll your damage.
D10. I was like, where's my D20 go?
Sorry, your dice have been helping me out though. That's a 13 damage. Right?
Okay, so
no, 14 because of my mod. I keep forgetting 14
so
damage.
So this guard kind of has his face to you.
I need to do it.
Are you only doing the one?
Oh yeah, it was only one, and I guess because I could roll again. But yeah, I guess you don't have to shoot two bolts with Eldritch Blast if you don't want to.
Well, you can decide after what happens with this one.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you hit this guard right square in the face.
As you do.
Yeah.
And the guard goes flying back, and like his back hits the bar, like he goes across the room a little bit. His back hits the bar, and he goes like. Cartwheeling through the air and lands behind the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't look like he's getting back up. Sildasa gets knocked back just a little bit from the impact of being grabbed.
I could try to hit the other one for you to get away. Cause
I could get away already.
Okay. I'll call that good for my turn. That I'll just...
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And I'll try to run over and assist these guys if they need it. But
okay.
I'm not very strong, so...
Eugenides?
There's a lot of scared people, and then these insane people,
and you just
and also me.
They're just trying to explain the situation to everybody. Like, listen,
okay.
Just put the rest of everybody to sleep. It's fine.
This escalated rather quickly.
Right. Okay. And
totally wrong, but it's fine.
Gonna keep on playing.
She's just like
pretending like
shaking like crazy.
And I'm gonna move like kind of towards where like the bar people have kind of ended up.
Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe they're scattered.
They've all headed to the back of the.
Yeah, I'm gonna head
tavern.
Over towards where they are.
Okay.
And
you're just trying to make yourself
of, like,
one of them.
Blend into them a little bit while still.
While still playing.
Kind of like, oh.
It's still.
Oh, no. I'm only trying to make it sound nervous, but I'm not nervous about playing it.
So you're just like pretending
like
to be nervous.
Bit, like,
okay. Sounds good. I won't make you roll for that unless you want to. It's basically like a natural success anyway, right?
Yeah, it's like a 23 to
sound
shaky.
They think you're scared. Starf.
Pardon.
Okay, so where is Hatniss at this point?
Hatniss is right in front of you, being held by Malik and Victor.
Are they in the doorway?
They're in the doorway.
Okay.
And you're standing there with a rope in your hand. I don't know why, but I imagined this going a lot smoother.
I don't know why you would imagine that.
With this group? I don't know.
I was hoping it would go a little... I was hoping we'd at least be outside.
By this point, yeah.
I guess I was hoping to not have to clock a guard in the face, but...
Yeah. At least someone can hit the guard.
I was hoping for at least no witnesses.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
There's so many witnesses.
All right, Starf.
All right, so I'm going to hand...
I can change that.
Let's probably see. Not gonna. Oh, I'm going to hand the rope to...
So that's kill everyone.
I'm gonna hand the rope to one of these guys. I don't know who would want to take it.
I have a fireball in my pocket.
Can we even take it?
We're like holding him.
Yeah, they've got both their hands occupied.
Use the magic word.
Yeah, just say sick him and it'll tie him up on its own.
Oh wait, what?
It's a magic rope.
That's a magic rope.
You have that magic rope.
Yeah,
that's
magic
that's what we kept saying. You should just tie him up.
Okay, I wasn't here for a lot of.
So yeah, this rope you've got.
Yeah, he's got a magic rope. The word.
The
word is sick him. It's a rope of climbing. We haven't really tried it out against tying people up yet. Other than a bunch of dead dwarves.
That's true.
You weren't dead.
Okay, so...
You're unconscious.
Yeah. Is that an action to say sick'em, or...?
No, I think it's... Oh, I don't know. It's
a sick'em. I think it's a bonus action.
You just... Yeah.
Okay, so I've got... And if I just say sick'em, the rope just does it. It's okay, so... I hold the rope
go,
up.
Like, from particularly fast.
From where you're at, it would... it would move fast enough. It moves 10 feet around.
Okay. So I say, sick him.
It's sitting like on him.
And let it do its thing. And then I'm going to...
Try and knock him out.
Or something.
Sock him in the face.
Yeah, that's your action.
Oh, he's tied up.
So it's an action to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that's your action.
Oh wait, hold on. If you hold one end of the rope and use an action to speak the command word, the rope animates. As a bonus action, you can command the other end to move towards the destination you choose. That end moves 10 feet on your turn. When you first command it, and 10 feet on each of your turns until reaching its destination up to maximum length. You can tell the rope to fasten itself securely to an object or unfasten itself, to knot or unknot itself, or to coil itself for carrying.
Okay, so it would be an action and then the bonus action to tie up. Okay, well then, that's what I'll do.
Okay, so you pull out the rope, you say, sick 'em! And you see this rope kind of slowly slither around Hatniss and ties a knot around his tummy.
Is he large? Like... Is he or is he built like a soldier? Like, is he really tough, or has he let himself go?
He's like an old football dad. Like,
okay.
He used to play football back in the day, but now he's kind of... But still, has that muscle underneath there somewhere.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Underneath there somewhere.
Somewhere.
Okay, so whose turn is it now?
That brings us to Sabasa.
Me?
We didn't get a turn.
Yeah, those guys didn't get a turn.
Yeah, but it was because we were all out of initiative order. So, we were catching Sildasa up to everyone else's moves.
Oh, gosh. So I can hold my
action. It goes Sildasa, then Malik, then Victor.
Okay. Jump out the window.
You can hold your turn.
I'm going to hold my turn until they go.
Okay.
Like, I'll move
myself.
All right, Malik. We're just dragging him outside.
Drag him out.
Okay.
Well, if it's my turn, I'll try and drag him, but I'll take the Sunblade handle. I won't ignite it or anything, but I'm just going to try and pop him on the back of the head to knock him out.
Oh, you're going to try and knock him out? Okay, make a attack roll.
That's
going to be good.
18.
Okay. Go ahead and roll damage.
Is that unarmed? Or what?
No, just do your...
Attack.
Yeah, just do your...
it's just non-lethal damage.
Just do your sword damage.
Oh, my sword damage?
Yeah.
That's what's that?
It's a D8 if you're doing one-handed.
Okay.
A two.
Oh man, if you rolled a one, like I would make it so when you hit him in the back of the head, you accidentally hit the button.
Kill him.
Right through his face.
All right, so that's seven.
Okay. So really, that's it.
For damage.
What? Damage? It's plus your strength.
Oh, plus my strength. Yes. So that's nine.
Okay. Hatness Tarm goes limp in your
nine
arms.
Nine damage to the head.
Okay. And we're above 60 minutes, so let's go ahead and call it there. And
we did
we'll
it.
See what happens.
Victory!
You got him!
That's awesome.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in, everybody. This was fun. Be well.
Our plan was a huge success.